USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The president and vice president were in Atlanta, Georgia Tuesday, pushing a partisan bill to nationalize elections in America and doing away with the Senate filibuster rule.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin thinks killing the filibuster is a bad idea.
We need some good rule changes to make the place work better, but then getting rid of the filibuster doesn't make it work better.
Catherine Smallwood, the WHO Senior Emergency Officer for Europe, warned the world against treating COVID-19 as an endemic. Quote, we are certainly not at the point where we will be able to call it an endemic, but pinning it down to 2022 is a little difficult at this stage. End quote. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Some schools are open, some schools are closed.
While Chicago students will see the inside of a classroom on Wednesday, students in Detroit's public schools could return to their classrooms in 2 weeks. The district says in-person classes are expected to resume by January 24th or 31st. At the latest, the district switched all schools to virtual learning last week due to increasing COVID-19 cases and the city's poor vaccination rate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Scientists are reporting that COVID-19's alarming Omicron wave may have peaked in Britain and is about to do the same in the United States, at which point cases may start dropping off dramatically. Quote, it's going to come down as fast as it went up, end quote, said Ali Mokdad, a professor of health metric sciences at the University of Washington in Seattle. Dr. David Heyman, who previously led the World Health Organization's infectious disease department, said Britain was the closest to any country of being out of the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you think anybody has had more influence over our response to this than you have? Do you think it's a great success? Do you think it's a great success what's happened so far? Do you think lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
Do you think it's a winning success, what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of in a monolithic way telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive
and you've advocated that it
be done by mandate.
You've
advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Senator and Dr. Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, was on Newsmax Tuesday and claimed Dr. Anthony Fauci deflected questions at a Senate hearing earlier in the day.
You know, a couple weeks ago he had an interview where he said that people who question him are questioning science. And the arrogance of that statement just really has stuck with me. So today when we ask him questions, we ask him whether it was appropriate for him to take his $420,000 salary and attack his enemies.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.